Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Illinois now has 1,865 confirmed cases of COVID-19. That's a jump of 330 from the day before. The number of deaths has also risen by three to a total of 19. The director of the Illinois Department of Public Health, Dr. Ngozi Ezike, says there still aren't enough COVID-19 tests to check everyone who suspects they might have contracted the virus.
The highest priority for testing of COVID-19 is for hospitalized patients and symptomatic healthcare workers, and patients with severe underlying conditions that make them highest risk for severe complications, including death.
Governor Pritzker's taking additional steps to ease the economic effects of the pandemic. They include extending the deadline for filing Illinois income tax returns to July 15th. That's the same new date for federal returns. The stay-at-home order is likely to prompt changes in some of the services the city is able to provide.
Streets and Sanitation Commissioner John Kelly is to talk by conference call with Chicago aldermen tomorrow. He tells the Sun-Times that he's going to say to aldermen it's nearly impossible for his department to continue to trim trees and clean streets because so many people are home, have cars parked in the way, do not want to come outside to move them, and in many cases have no place else to park them. Kelly also says he thinks the amount of trash generated in residential areas will go up because more people are home. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Workers at Chrysler's Belvedere Assembly Plant say they've been told to report for work next week. Their union is telling them otherwise.
The plant is in the second week of a scheduled shutdown, and workers say a voicemail from management said it's classified as essential and work is resuming next week. Assembly line worker Thomas Stone told WIFR in Rockford, "We're all in fear, we're all shocked, angry, and scared." The mayor of Belvedere, Mike Chamberlain, says having workers return is an unnecessary risk. The UAW says it's telling workers not to return. There has been no official announcement from the plant. Stone says, is it going to take us to refuse to work, or is it going to take a person to get sick and ultimately pass away for them to close the plant down? Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Two correctional officers and one prisoner at the Stateville Correctional Center near Joliet have tested positive for coronavirus. The two officers are recovering at home, and the male prisoner is isolated and recovering in the hospital. The Will County Health Department reports 20 new confirmed cases, bringing the total to 50. Indiana Election Commission has voted unanimously to delay the state's primary by nearly a month to June 2nd. They've also agreed to give all voters the option of submitting ballots by mail. The Election Commission chairman says it will meet on April 22nd to discuss moving to a vote-by-mail election if necessitated by the public health crisis. 40 nonviolent inmates have been released from the North Suburban Lake County Jail. A spokesman for the sheriff's office says the move was taken because the jail setting is an ideal place for coronavirus to spread quickly. The Lake News Sun reports, although the Lake County Jail has not had any inmates or correctional staff test positive for the virus, a 911 dispatcher tested positive last week. The Morton Arboretum in West Suburban Lyle is cutting back its hours because of the pandemic. The Daily Herald reports the facility remains open, but it's introducing new procedures to moderate attendance and ensure visitors follow social distancing practices, remaining at least 6 feet apart. Arboretum President and CEO Gerard Donnelly says if it becomes evident that visitors do not maintain 6 feet of distance, The Arboretum will have no choice but to close. Despite the statewide shelter-in-place order from the governor, the state's golf courses are being allowed to stay open. Glen Ellen Village Links manager Jeff Vesevic tells WBBM there are some rules.
Clubhouse closed, no eating, no congregating. We advise people to keep their 6-foot social distancing.
In addition, golfers must have a reserved tee time, pay by credit card, and not use carts. Clubhouse food and drink service remains shut down through at least April 7th. The stay-at-home order will likely impact your electric bill.
Across Illinois, Indiana, and much of the country, many are working from home, which will likely mean a surge in energy use and higher electric bills. But experts say there are ways to save energy amid the coronavirus pandemic. Some tips include programming your thermostat to maximize energy savings, doing laundry with cold water, and unplugging any appliances that are not in use. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The city of Aurora plans to crack down on businesses that are not complying with the state's guidelines on what can remain open. Mayor Richard Urban says the city has, quote, received complaints from employees who are justifiably concerned about working conditions amid the COVID-19 crisis. He says the city will determine if the business is essential as defined by state law, and if so, what social distancing and prevention measures are in place for operations. He adds non-essential businesses will receive a hand-delivered notice to comply and be mandated to comply with the governor's executive order.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.